3. We read to you from God's holy word, Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest a room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck them her? The boar out of the wood does waste it, and the wild beast of the field does devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand has planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the men of thy right hand, upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee, quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. The Lord of heaven and of earth, it is for the second time in this day which is set aside as a day of prayer that we draw nigh unto thy throne with all the needs and with all the troubles and all the afflictions for ourselves, for our families, for our church, for the country, and for the world. Lord, give us an insight also in this afternoon in the manifold needs and wants which there are, temporal and spiritually, because we are so blind from every sight, we have no thoughts. We are missing that light which is so necessary to look into all the needs and wants which there are in our life. Leave us not over to ourselves, but have mercy with us and with our children and grandchildren as travels to that great and ever-ending eternity. The time is coming with rapid stripes that Christ shall appear on the clouds to judge the quick and the dead. The necessity to be covered with the righteousness and holiness of Christ, Lord, bind it graciously upon our heart and our soul. Take away all that indifference, because thou knowest by nature how terrible that our condition is. And it is only the Spirit that makes alive. Tis only by that power that it shall be a renewing in our life, and that we shall ask in truth and uprightness for the Lord and for the blood of Christ, which is so necessary to wash and cleanse us from all our sins and to restore us into communion with thee. Because soon there shall be no more time, and it shall well be a wonder if we look to all the signs which we have in thy holy word, whether that we ever shall die on our bed, that we shall have even a funeral, because there are terrible days laying in store for the world and for our country too. We have forsaken the Lord and his law and his testimony. and we are making by nature ourselves ripe for the day of judgment. O Lord, have mercy with us, with its youths, where the number is so few of those that have freedom to give testimony of that spiritual life that they have received. And it is a blessing to stay with the truth, but it is not enough for eternity. We must be born again and renewed by the Holy Spirit and restored in that communion with thee. But Lord, thou knowest the condition of thy people also. What their life is outwardly and inwardly, so far from the Lord, and so few times that there is an exercising of that true faith that is resting upon Christ, and that they come further in the way of grace. It lays there and it sits there, and no increasing in Christ, in his grace, and in the way of self-denying, losing ourselves and gaining Christ. O Lord, remember all of us and open in this afternoon thy word and testimony for our mind and for our heart, and that it find an entrance into our soul, that thy word may have authority in our souls and in the heart of our children. O, plant thy fear in our soul above all the temporal blessings for which we pray thee in this day, for our fields and for our industry and for all the branches of natural life in which the people is working and laboring. Lord, remember us with our families. Give bread for the eater and seed for the sower. And bless the labors of our hands. Give us strength to perform those duties. And that there came a breaking with sin and returning to thy word and testimony and to the God of life. Remember all the needs of all the sick and afflicted in the different hospitals and in their homes. Oh, look upon them. Give them a prayer day in their heart, also in this day. And that it were only few words, says that Peter when he was walking on the water, but realized that he had to sink away. Lord, save me. And with that woman of Tyre and Sidon, Lord, help me. May it well with all the widows, orphans and widows, and with our boys who are serving in this country and in Vietnam, where so many of that young people is cut off time and again, on one side as well as the other side. Oh, remember them and spare their life as far as thou hast done it also amongst our boys of this church. Supply the needs and wants of all the people that come together in this afternoon in other places to call upon thy name. Strengthen all thy servants. Help also us in preaching thy word, and that it may please thee to anoint us with thy spirit, to give us freedom and liberty. May it well with thyself, forgive our sins, and hear us for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 72. The offering is for the school building, what we of course recommend to you. Number 72. Lord, hear me when I pray, and answer me in grace. Oft as I hear thee say, come ye and seek my face. My heart and lips their answer speak. Thy face, Jehovah, will I seek. Number 72. Beloved congregation, in the public as well as in the private life of God's people, is there nothing so necessary, so profitable, but also beneficial as the exercising of prayer. Because in prayer lays not only the acknowledgement of the Lord, but there is also involved the acknowledging and giving him honor in the first place as the all-knowing God, and in the second place as the Almighty God. In the first place, in regard that the Lord knows everything. He knows all our needs and all our wants, even better than that we know it and that we ever can express it in words. We have examples in the Bible, in the Word of God, that some of God's people, that they had given such a declaration about their inwardly life in such a way that they say, Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groanings are not hid from thee. We have also another testimony of a man. He could not bring out what there really was in his heart and in his soul. David, the man after God's own heart, was one of them. And this day, congregation, that is set aside as a prayer day, but the needs and the wants outside of the field and in the street are so increasing. Year after year, that we have to say, where shall we start? And then the worst thing of all is that we have so little feeling of it in our heart. We must, if we think about the condition in which the church is, in which we are with our country and with the world, we must well cry to the Lord day and night. But what is there in general? An indifference. And that the eyes are closed, totally closed, for the serious condition in which we are. This evening, the Lord willing, I hope to say something in regard to the national and international condition in which we are with the world. But this afternoon, I would say something about the church, the visible church, and the church militant. And everything that is as broken down, and it is clear enough what we read by the prophet Ezekiel, that the glory of the Lord came to the dorpel of the house, to the threshing floor of his house, that the Lord is far from us with his spirit. It is well 40 years ago that a deceased minister, that he said there is well a ministering of talents and of wisdom, but where is the working of the Spirit? And I told you sometime before already, Smite the Held in 1600, he had a sermon out of Isaiah 55, Seek the Lord while he is near, and call upon him while it is time. And then he said in that sermon, How shall ye know that the Lord is not with you and close with you? And then he said, If in your city, or in the village where you live, or in the street where you live, or in the house where you are living, if the Lord comfort people, that is a sign that the Lord now is near. But it seems, congregation, that it is all so quiet that we almost hear nothing about the true work of the Lord. Shall the Spirit not work, or certain? He shall never be quiet. But what happens, it stay as under the clots. And in public, we hear so little. And God's people that stay alive, but further, that there is an increasing in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, where shall we find it? It stay on the same level where it is for years and for years. What an awful condition. But now in our prayers, there is an acknowledging that the Lord knows everything. But that the Lord is in the second place also almighty. And there is no child of God, there is no minister who can change the condition in which we are living with the church. Not one. We have sinned away it all, really. And where shall we claim upon? No, nothing. If the Lord goes away entirely, people, entirely, then we have to say nothing. And if he shall die in darkness, and it can well be, people, that we are not dying on our deathbed, no, and that we have no funeral, that he shall bring our bodies there, because the Lord, he is angry. Really, the Lord is angry. I heard that this week in the East, not from an old lady, 96 years old, when I asked about her condition spiritually, she said, I say last night, Lord, you are angry upon me. And where shall it end? We are angry. And she said, what I need that is that the Lord comfort me. But otherwise, she said, I don't know. I don't know. And if he now wouldn't comfort me, then I hope that I immediately may die, that I can leave this world so tired. Tired of self and tired of sin. Oh, congregation, that we may realize his insight that the Lord knows everything and that the Lord is almighty and that the needs were bound upon our heart and our soul. And that in this afternoon also that we are realizing in what condition that we are. And that the Lord give in our heart what I will speak to you this afternoon out of Psalm 80, the second verse, before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us thus far. We have in our text a prayer to the shepherd of Israel. A prayer that was sent up by the church that concerned Ephraim, Benjamin and Manasseh, and that explained an urgent need. It seems that this psalm was made in the days of the king Hezekiah. Shalmaneser, the king of Assyria, he had taken away the 10 tribes into captivity. And in different places in Canaan, Nebuchadnezzar, he had taken so many people already and brought into Babel. The country was in a terrible condition. And of course they would not welcome in Judah some kings, but it goes to the end. Hezekiah, and later after the conversion of Manasseh, that were looking for the welfare of the country and for the church. But the other ones who had followed them up, they have no concern about the honor of the Lord and his law and testimony. And there was ook nothing that lay in store for them than a totally destroying. Because the Lord, he is well gracious and patient, but there comes an end to it. The Lord had sent so many prophets amongst that people. Early in the morning, late in the night, they have spoken to them. They have spoken so seriously. They have invited them to return to the Lord, to break with their idols and with all their sinful ways, but there was no desire. You see that in the days of Manasseh After that the Lord had comforted that man, then he saw what he had done, and then he would made it good. But the people was not comforted. He was well comforted, but not the people. And they refused to walk in the ways of the Lord. And still, there was also in those days a remnant. There was also an Asaph, a man upon whose heart and soul the need of the church was bound, and a man who humbled himself before the Lord. You can realize out of Psalm 79 and Psalm 80, that is one, of course, one follows the other. You can realize that Asaph, that he had a right insight in the condition of the country and of the church. And not only that, but it was heavy upon his heart. And that was a blessing from the Lord, that the Lord gave that to that man. Because even in our days under God's people, there is to a certain extent by some realizing about the condition in which we are. But what is now the trouble? That we cannot come to the right place. And that we cannot come to the right place, that is our fault. We never can blame the Lord for it. And our old people years ago, they say, we can well see where we have to come, but we cannot come there. And in other words, on account of our sins, the Lord gave his people not the privilege to come back. And if the Lord gave not the people the privilege to come back, that is a clear proof that the Lord goes through. That is the reason, congregation, that it is so dark from every side. And that fear can well fill our heart, that it become more and more dark. You read in Psalm 74 that the people declared there not one prophet is left amongst us. Not one. And not one who can tell how long that it shall take. No. It is all in darkness. And that is a proof that the Lord is angry. And there are many reasons that the Lord is angry. Many reasons. Because judgment begins from the house of the Lord. And we have forsaken the name of the Lord. It is all our own fault. And of course, as long as we cannot come to that place, then there is no opening to the throne of grace too. No. We first have to bow. We first have to confess our wrong, our guilt and our sin, before that we ever shall come to the right place. Then we have to come on the side of the Lord. And then we have to bow under him and to acknowledge that the Lord is right if he cast us away out of his sight, that Asaph, he was a man that was privileged to bow under the Lord. It was a man that took the guilt and the sin upon him. And as soon as he was privileged to do that, because he said, remember not against us former iniquities, let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us. And then in that Psalm 80, he said, give ear, O shepherd of Israel. Does that man in the first place, he was privileged to look higher than the world, not flying to the moon, no, not that business, but O shepherd of Israel. And if now that man said in our text, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, that is a proof that he had known the shepherd of Israel. Christ was revealed to that man, because otherwise it is an unknown God for us. He knew Christ as the shepherd of Israel, as that shepherd who was set and promised by the Father to the church of the olden times. You read about that in Ezekiel 34. You read about it in Isaiah 40, verse 11. And even in Genesis 49, verse 24. Then you read about Christ as a shepherd. And you know, the work of a shepherd, that is to take care for the flock. And now Christ, he is the one that had given his life for his sheep. And it is fulfilled in him, what you read by the prophet Zechariah, awake, O sword, against thy shepherd, and against a man that is my fellow, says the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. This Christ had given himself into death. He had accepted the justice of God. It cost his life. It has cost his blood to deliver his people and to receive that people. But where he had received that people from his Father, now he takes care for that people. He takes care for them for time and for eternity. And the gates of hell shall never prevail against the church of God. O shepherd of Israel, because Israel, that was his people, not only Judah and Benjamin, but the 10 tribes, they belong also to that. They have separated themselves, but still they belong to Israel. They belong to that shepherd of Israel. And then he said further in Psalm 80, shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Because Christ, he is the leader of his people, he brought that Joseph out of Egypt. He brought him through the Red Sea. He brought him through the wilderness 40 years, taking care for him. He brought him in that promised land. And then he said in the third place, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. And you know, between those cherubims in the tabernacle and in the temple was the mercy seat. And that mercy seat that received, that refers to Christ. Because he is the one that had made peace between God and his people. And he is the one that is above that mercy seat, who make intercession for his people day and night. Oh, congregation, we can ever have a prayer day and ever a thanksgiving day without Christ and without the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Start to pray. In truth and uprightness, it have to come from him. And if the Lord now give it, then it become an easy work. Then it become a profitable work, beneficial. Then it is a blessed work. Because Christ had opened a new and living way to the throne of grace, that the people with all their needs and with all their wants can appear before the Lord. And the Lord himself, he had given freedom and liberty to the people. In the world, there is not one that can help us, people, no. In the world, there is nothing as disappointment. In the world, there is no satisfying. But God's people, that is privileged, that they know a way to go with all their needs and with all their wants, with everything, people. For our daily life, for health and for strength and for the blessings of the Lord, but also in our spiritual life, because that we may receive out of the fullness of Christ grace for grace. Oh, people, how hard, how dead, how barren, and how wretched that we are. The Lord, he had all power. He is the one. This power that is unlimited, he can comfort us and he can save us and he can give us all that we stand in need of. Open wide your mouth and I will satisfy him. And the more that we need him, the more pleasant that it is for him. He has his delight in it that we need him. Sometimes there are voices inside and they say, oh, again on your knees? For this on your knees and for that on your knees? Come from the devil. It comes from the devil. Of Joseph. And Joseph was the son of Rachel. And Benjamin was the second son of Rachel. And now that the children coming forth from Rachel, they were their whole life in the desert already. And later on they were privileged that they were camping on the west side of the Ark of the Covenant, and to see the evidences and the tokens of God's mercy and faithfulness. And now Asaph, he said, before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up thy strength. Because in those days it was so sad the condition that they were no more seeing what they have seen before. It seems that the Lord was sleeping. It seems that the Lord have no more compassion towards his church. Is it possible that the Lord is sleeping? No. No. The watcher of Israel is never sleeping nor slumbering. And we sing in one of our psalms that he is watching on every side, day and night. And it is promised that Christ, with his spirit, with his grace, with his Godhead, with his majesty, shall be with his church. But there come times, time and again, people, that the Lord withdraw himself from the people. And when the Lord withdraw himself, that is on account of our sins. It is seldom that it is on account of a trial. That was it in the life of Job. But most of the time when the Lord withdraw himself, that is on account of our sins and of our iniquities. And so it was in the days of the king Hezekiah and Manasseh, and a short time for the captivity, that the people was brought to Babel. The Lord had withdrawn himself from them righteously. They have fenced away the Lord, because they have no more desire to walk in his ways. They were mixed up with the nations round about. They have forsaken the name of our God. They were following the idols and all kind of sins and iniquities. They were living in it, and no respect for God and for his word and for his testimony. And now the Lord say, go Maran. It is for a person personally, and for a country, and for a church, the greatest punishment that the Lord let us go. That is the awful thing. If he chastised us, if he comes against us time and again, that is a proof that the Lord is not tired of us. That the Lord is stinking upon us. You see that in the life of David. That was ook not a holy life. No. Far from that. But the Lord came time and again, came back to that David. But if the Lord let us go, no more speaking to us, no more giving us a broken heart and a contrite spirit, no more love here inside. And if you now think about that David, he said in Psalm 116, he said, I love the Lord. And in another place that it was his meditation day and night. And that there comes a time in the life of that people. Oh, that there happens nothing. They read the Bible same as a paper. They pray, it is all at work. They go to the church, had no impression. No impression. There is even no need, no desire to come in secluded places to talk to the Lord. Before that they have a time and again, they lay more on their knees than that they were walking, humanly speaking. They have so much out of the sermons, and by reading of the Word of God time and again, then the Lord, he opens it, and then the Lord, he opens that. Then they gave time and again an opening to the throne of grace, an answer from him. The Lord, he took the side of their people. The Lord, he showed their people so much of his favor and his love that they have to believe that they are his children, that the Lord had looked upon them from eternity. Comrie, he said, the last assurance of the last appearance of the Lord, that is the best assurance that we can have for our heart, and that is right. But if that now stay away, people, and we, let I say it very simple, I hope that you can understand it, that with all what had taken place and with all what took place, that we stay on our own side and not coming on the side of the Lord. And you read by the prophet Micah that there shall be no answer from the Lord. Be no answer of the Lord. And that is something. That is something. And it is true. But we read in Psalm 103, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. But they can lay something in between. And that father stay away. And that he is waiting for the time that that boy come back. That that boy come back. You read in Luke 8, in Luke 15, that that prodigal son, that he came to himself, and that he said, I shall go to my father, and I shall say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee. And I shall say to my dad, I am no more worthy to be called your son, but make me as one of your hirelings. And there you have it, people. And oh, congregation, humanly speaking, we can well offer $1 million to come there, but it is impossible. It is impossible at all, people. But that now in this prayer day, oh, that it was in our heart as with the bride, she said, draw me, and we shall run after thee. Oh, that it is came to an end, people. And stir up thy strength. Oh, the people that had no more strength. No. The people that had lost all kind of strength. But now he said, stir up thy strength. In the Holland Bible it is awake. Awake. In other words, show that you are God. And show that I am your child. Oh, in Psalm 74, then he said, how many times that you have showed thy mercy to us. Because in the heart of all God's people, how dark it is, and how terrible that their condition is, but there are times that the Lord hath revealed himself to their soul. You could better cut off the throat than that they can deny that the Lord never had looked upon, never had given his love in their heart, no. And that they have times in their life that the world have no value at all. And that they were praising the Lord and that they were honoring him. That they were trusting him. That they were walking with him. Stir up thy strength. Oh, Lord, come to back. Lord, comes back to us. Stir up thy strength. Oh, that I deliver from all my iniquity. And that you stir up thy strength that I become as a sinner again. And that I come back to the Lord. And that I am brought to the right place to glorify the Lord in his justice and in his righteousness. And to say, Lord, there is no unrighteousness in thee. And stir up thy strength that we do no more expect it from other ones, but only from the shepherd of Israel. Stir up thy strength. Oh, Lord, now we are laying in a deep abyss. And it seems that it all shall come to an end. That it shall come to naught. What then? What then is left from the church visible? The same as a cemetery. The same as a cemetery. So dead, so dead. And God's arm that is not shortened, people. Oh, no. It can happen that in this evening, one of your children, that they lay underneath, that you hear them cry, Lord, be merciful to me, sinner. Only one sharp dart in the heart of that people. And they lay there. When that soldier put a spear in the side of Christ, immediately there flows out blood and water. And that shall be done if the Lord convert a sinner. Oh, that our eyes are to the shepherd of Israel. As we now sing out of number 188, make haste. Oh, my God, to deliver, I pray. Oh, Lord, to my rescue, make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay and in their own folly disgraced. Number 188, the first stanza. Because, oh, congregation, that we always realize this afternoon that it all come from him. That it all come from him. From me nothing, and from you nothing. To all eternity nothing. No. But now that urgent need in our text, before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up thy strength, break the power of sin, break the power of the devil. Break me salvous down, that I lay there as in pieces. Oh, congregation, how many sit here
They say, Lord, that at this happens this evening, that I lay on the floor, that there was nothing left of me, and that I shall praise your righteousness, and you as a just God. And then he said in the end of that text, and come and save us. And come and save us. Why? Oh, because the people that is realizing they can no more come. No. They have sinned it away. In the state of innocence, he congregation. Then the Lord, he came every day to Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were welcome to the Lord every day. And humanly speaking, they shake hands with one another. They embraced one another day after day. But now we have separated ourselves from the Lord. And now we can no more come. No. And now the Lord, he had a willing people in the day of his power. A willing people. But where the command of the Lord is come unto me, there it become a prayer in the heart of all the people. Come. Come. You read about David in Psalm 119. That man that started that psalm, blessed is the man that is walking in the ways of the Lord. And what he declares in those verses, it is a wonderful thing. Luther said it is a small Bible, Psalm 119. And that's right. But now in verse 87, that's almost at the end, he said, come to my help. Come to my help. Why? Oh, congregation, the Lord, he had left a poor, a needy, and an afflicted people. And the more self-knowledge that we receive, the more that we shall realize that we cannot come, but that the Lord has to come. And the older you become in your life, more and more people. And for God's poor people, there are times I think there is not some amongst me. I hope more than that I can think. Oh, yeah. I hope more than that I can think. People that well say in their heart, shall the Lord ever come to me? Shall he ever come back to me? Shall I ever not see him? Shall he ever speak to me? Oh, shall he not ever say, here I am. I am thy salvation. And oh, congregation, even when we are now, we're converted 50 years ago or 60 years ago, if the Lord now come, then we have nothing out of what has taken place. We cannot help ourselves with it. No. And come. With what lay behind us, we cannot help ourselves. But we need that the Lord come all the time. And that he said, I am thy salvation. I told you sometime years before already, from that woman of Wilhelmus Abrago. And that woman, he wrote a book about the justification. And as he wrote in that book, she said, Lord, 'tis as so many years ago that you forgive my sins and that I give me a right to eternal life and that you spoke to my soul. But she said, Lord, please speak again. Say it again that you have done it. Say it again. I need it. She said, not that I am mistrusting you, no. But she said, I am so glad to hear your voice. I am so glad to hear your voice. And that is now, if it is lively here, then that is the same thing as with that womb. Then it is the same thing. Oh, yeah, people, even in our personal life and for the church in general, We do nothing else than sin it away all the time. And, oh, let I say something out of that experimental life. Maybe for some it is not to a certain comfort. But if I ask that people, how do you feel? What would they say most of the time to me? Then they would say, bad, sad. Why? Oh, the blame is here. Not to that other one, no. But the blame that is here, because. And I hope what I now say, I hope that many can follow it and understand. I am placing walls and mountains between the Lord and my soul, time and again. And the Lord, he paid me out. The Lord, he paid me out. The Lord is faithful in the confirming of his promises, but also in the execution of his threatenings. And I go astray as a sheep all the time. If I receive something from the Lord, oh, then it goes way wrong. Then I have it too much rest. Then I am missing that concerning about his honor and about my soul's salvation. I lay so much in the way between my soul and the Lord. But, oh, come, that is what that church said here in our text in this afternoon. And save us. The word save us, that is in the original language of the Bible, in regard to the explainers, restore us to our former state. They had petitioned in the preceding verse that God would stir up his strength in the sight of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, and that he would restore them, that they would see again the light of his countenance, the evidences of his majesty and of his glory, and to be joyful in that as it was in the former years. And now, congregation, who is there now in my midst in this afternoon? Oh, that is crying and sighing. For the moment, also in this season of the year, that we can say, the voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. A prayer day for our fields, for our cattle, for our army, for our navy, for the whole world, but now a prayer personally. Stir up thy strength and come and save us. How is it in our heart, congregation? How is it personally, children? You are privileged also today to be with us in the church. And I hope, so far as it is possible, that we see you this evening again, because you belong here today.
those that lay on the breast of their mother that have to come with prayer days in the church. Joel 2, verse 14, there you can find it. Because we all have sinned away the blessings of the Lord. And we all need the blessings. We all need it. That we appear in his house, that we come before him, placing ourselves under his word and testimony. And that seeing the condition of the church and personal, oh, that prayer may fill our heart. That in this year, if the Lord nog spares us, oh, that there comes evidences in the church that the Lord nog have to do something with us. And that our children are growing up unconverted and become enemies in the revealing of their life. But that we see amongst our children that the fear of the Lord filled their heart. And fathers and mothers are bound at the throne of grace. That the Lord will remember Zion. And that the remnant that there is still, that he will increase it. And that he will add it more and more to that number that shall be saved. But that also the glory of the Lord may show forth in the heart and in the life of God's children, and that we together lay at the throne of grace also for the country, that the Lord give us not over to destruction, but that he will remember us as in the days of old. And above all people, that under all the judgments of the Lord, that he will prepare us to meet him in righteousness and in peace, and then be satisfied with his presence forever and forever. Amen. Lord, that the preaching of thy word in this afternoon, that it find an entrance into our heart, and that it be a blessing to our soul. Oh, that the birds of heaven not pick it away when we come out of the church, but that it may please the Lord to remember us, that our eyes are open for the condition in which we are, and that it need drive us out to thy throne. Bring us back in this evening. Give desire amongst young and old. Oh, an hour in 1 year. One day in 1 year. For the needs and for the wants of our persons and families and church and country. Oh, Lord, that we show that we need thee. Also in coming up in this evening under the eternal word of God. And that it was as a day and an hour of true humbleness before thee in dust and ashes, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. We use now the doxology this afternoon, the first stanza of 221. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above. It might come and save us, thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. 221, the first stanza.
Thank you.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.